Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah. Juniper, Lucky, and Jazeel, how good is this? $171,220.
Amazing.
You family.
Thank you. So good.
Now, I know you spoke earlier about community and how, you know, we partner with a lot of different people.
We do.
And we have the pleasure right now of having Pastor Mark Edwards from Inglewood Community Church joining us.
Oh.
Now, Pastor Mark actually joins us quite a bit for midweek motivation. Mark, are you there?
I am, and I can hear you both, Lockie and Jazeel, giving you the keys to the kingdom. So good to hear your voices, boys.
Great to have you, Mark. How are you going?
Yeah, well, I'll be seeing you tomorrow, Lockie. So, yeah.
You will indeed. Good. I know, so cool.
Look at that, best friends catching up over a latte.
I know, right?
Is that right? I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Definitely. I hope there's a latte there. So,
hey, Mark. You join Beck and I quite a bit on the drive show, which we absolutely love. So thank you so much for that. But the big question I need to ask is, why do you give of your time? Because I talk to a lot of pastors, so do you, Lockie. Pastors are busy.
Oh, yeah.
And yet you still go, hey, look, no, I'm going to commit to coming on at 5:40 on a Wednesday. So why is that?
I remember back, you guys were talking about how long the station's been going for. And I remember when it first started, don't do the math. And I was very
Zill wasn't even born yet.
No. <That's true. laughs> And I remember my dad tuning into the station, and we were so excited as a family about the fact that there was, you know, Sunshine FM was on the radio, and it's family. And I think it just brings home that connection about Earth and living here and being family together. And that's, for me, I love that. And I love bringing that to the airwaves when I get the opportunity.
Yeah. As a listener listening back, what key part do you think 98.5 provides for the community?
I'm really involved in Sunshine, and I know that throughout this really strange season we've all been in, that Sunshine FM, like the engagement and the people listening, it's increased. And I think it's because people want that human connection. They want to know there's someone authentic on the other side of the, you know, the radio. And that is what Sunshine FM provides. And I think it's been proven that, you know, people want that more than anything else. We can get stuff from anywhere, but what Sunshine actually brings is family, and it brings hope, and it brings the fact, well, there's a real person on the other end. So that's what I enjoy, and I think that's what others enjoy too.
Yeah, that's right. And in a day and age where, I guess, media is so readily available, you can jump online, you've got digital stations all over the place, and a lot of them are being broadcast from different parts of the country, different parts of the world, in fact. Mm. But to have something that's local and connected with the local community, it's so important. And I think you mentioned that, you know, people are looking for something to share hope, to bring them some positivity in their day, and, you know, to try and find those in an online service or a streaming service, virtually impossible.
Yeah.
So your 98.5 is definitely, for me personally, my family, it's the only option. And I'm sure, and I know from all the stories that we hear, that is definitely the case.
Mark, what would you say to someone driving home right now? They haven't donated yet. Maybe it's their first time ever donating. What would you say to encourage them?
I think we give to what we value, and I think people do value Sunshine. And as you guys have been saying, it's a community-supported radio station. I would really encourage people to give financially if they can. Because we value it, because we think it's good, and we want it to continue. So I know our church, Inglewood Church, is really supportive of Sunshine. And if there's any Inglewood Community Church people listening, why don't you jump on board and send something Sunshine FM's way? And anyone from any other church listening, I would encourage them to do the same.
Fantastic. I'm going to put that same call out now, actually, to anyone in the Uniting Churches listening. Now, we have some great support from them over the years, and I'm connected with a few Uniting Churches particularly, and we've had some. We had one yesterday, actually, rang up and had a good chat. But anyone from the Uniting Church, if you are listening right now, we would love you to get in touch. Give us a call. I'll have a chat to you on the phone. Jazeel will have a chat to you, or hit us up on the website.
That's awesome. Pastor Mark Edwards, Inglewood Community Church, thank you so much for joining us. A lot of weeks throughout the year, and thank you so much for coming on today. And I love what you said. You said we give to what we value.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you sit there, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, or whether you're in the car, just ponder that. We give to what we value. Do you value 98.5? And if you do, what does that mean? Let us know, 9313-0985 or online, 98five.com. Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.